Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding an Orla Daf Hey in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Alocha Aleph. We're starting the top of Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yosi B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yosi said the name Rabbi Yochanan. Sheiroshim ain be'em mamish. Roots don't really have mamish, meaning we don't follow the roots. So if you have a tree which is planted in one place, and the roots go to another place, I go based where the tree is and not where the roots are going. So the Gemara is speaking here about Bikurim. Regarding Bikurim, as we saw in the previous daf, you need to have the tree growing in your property. If it's growing from someone else's property, then there's no din Bikurim. Now, the Rabbi Yosi says in Rabbi Yochanan that we don't follow Sharoshim by Bikurim. So told him, Rabbi Zeiro, did you really hear it from Rabbi Yochanan regarding Bikurim? Or you're learning our Arla. And by Arla you learn that we don't consider the Sharoshim. The itat kart, and you remembered Hadom Yosef Bikurim. When you learn Bikurim, you said, I remember Rabbi Yochanan said that I don't go based on the roots. And you said Sharoshim Bray Mamish. In other words, one wants to say, maybe Bikurim is different than Arla. Maybe by Arla, then we don't follow the Sharoshim. And if the Sharoshim is somewhere else, you still have an Arla. But the Bikurim, you do follow Sharoshim because it's special pasuk, and if it doesn't grow fully in your field, you're not having bikur. Says the Gemara Amar Bzehu, and the Tamar Sharoshim Remamish, we learned that Sharosh doesn't have mamish, and here Reb Chaim explains this how so the Rashi Rilah and the Gro learn. We're talking here specifically regarding Maestros. We want to say that Sharoshim don't have mamish, that we don't consider the roots in order to, regarding Maestros. What are we talking about? When the main tree is in Chutz Loretz, and you have one root going into Eretz Yisrael, so then the Chiyuv Maaser doesn't happen because the main tree is not in Eretz Yisrael. But if you have the main tree in Eretz Yisrael, and you have one root going to Chutz Loretz, Sharoshim Yesh Be'em Mamish. So then you do have your mixture of what's Chayav Maaser and what's not. Explains Abchaim why. Because when you want to do a Isser's Bottle and Heter, if I have a Sharosh going into Eretz Yisrael, you want to have an Isser of Maaser, it's bottle by roif. But a heter is not bottle and iser. So when I have one shorosh going into chutzar, it's not bottle and iser, and therefore you have your mixture, and that's why it's tevel chuli merovim zebezeh. Continues now the Gemara going back to Orlo. Sipko leskeino potter. If I have a young tree who connected, who was grafted on an old tree, your potter, because it's yoinik, it's nurturing from the old, and therefore it's potter from Orlo. Lechutzar, it's potter. If it's joining from Chutzar, it's potter. There's no Orla in Chutzar. The Reb Chaim discusses over here that even though we may find there is Orla in Chutzar, but there's no Suffolk Orla in Chutzar. We're not sure you're potter. Lehegdish Chayef. If it's connected to Hegdish, even though Hegdish is potter in Orla, the tree which is connected to it will be Chayef, as it was explained in a moment. Letzaratachton inside the Elyon Chayef. If I have a tree which is half a fence, half a tree, so either the bottom part is a fence or the top part is a fence, you'll have an orlo in the part which is the tree. And the Gemara explains why. Legdish chayav, shuroy livdoish to the chayav, as we saw in the previous daf. Because the egdish, it could be chayav in orlo. If you're going to redeem the tree, it'll be chayav. So because it has a potential to have orlo, so even though now it doesn't point to the other side. Similarly, tzadeel yun chayav, if I have the top part of the tree being a fence, so the bottom part is still chayov. Shuroi lach shavalov lechayov, because the top part you can redesignate from being a fence to being a tree, and then it will be chayov in Arla. Now the Gemara goes back. It says now what we learned earlier, maybe a little different lashon. The Gemara says Rabbi Yosi kevshim gamliel. Rabbi Yosi that says when I have one tree, which the inner part is a fruit and the outer part is a fence, so then it is chayov alone. The inner part does like kevshim gamliel that I'm following the branches. But according to Rebbe, they're going through the roots. So the chur over here, by early, should be potter. It's the same way like you have an old tree and a young tree that are connected together, should be potter. So the Gemara, if you use Borek Rebbe, even if you hold like Rebbe. Orlo tluyo ledaitoy. Or maestros ainum tluyo ledaitoy. Similar answer we said before, that Orlo, you could change it. You could redesignate the Orlo tree from being a fence to being a tree. So therefore, even the part which is, even though now you did not redesignate it, the part which is a full tree is chayav an Orlo. But by maestros, that it doesn't depend. If you have a tree which is yoinik from chutzlarts, the part which is yoinik from chutzlarts is potter min ha-maestros. You cannot redesignate in your mind. And therefore, according to Rebbe, you have a mixture here of tevel and chulin. I don't say that you go based on the branches, because you have here a ptur which you can never redesignate. Continuing now, daf hayamud beis, halacha beis, azok de mishnah. Eis shebo v'seinu la'aretz, umatsu natua potter. When Am Yisrael went to Eretz Yisrael, they found a tree, which is planted. It's already planted before, you potter min arlo. Why? Because the chiyuv arlo only started once they went to Eretz Yisrael. Before them, not. Whatever was already planted is potter. No, tell you, once they planted it, even though they didn't conquer the entire Yisrael, it's already chayav. And as we'll see in the Gemara, not like other things that you have to wait for this 14 years of conquering and dividing in order to be chayav, here you chayav right away. Someone plants a tree when he wants the rabbim to use it, he's chayav an orla, and Rabbi the Poyte really says, but we'll see in the Gemara. Someone who plants it in Shus Rabbim, not in his Rishus and gives it to the rabbim. But he's planting in the place of the rabbi. Ve'anochi shenoto, or a goy that planted, and after they went there to Yisrael. Ve'agazlon shenoto, or a thief that planted. Ve'anotea besvina, someone who planted a boat. Ve'oilim eilav, or he grew on its own, chay barlo, all this is chay v'narlo. So the Gemara, Gorm brings a pasuk. Ve'anetatem prat leshenotu goyim at shalobo Yisrael oritz. It says, the pasuk says, you have an arlo for whatever you plant. Mash, only what you plant you have, but not what was already planted before. Ravuna b'shur Rav Abba Adom Rosh, shoyrish potur poiter. You see from here an idea that if you have a root that grew up to, it's going to be poiter the whole tree. Because even though they came and now they conquered Eretz Yisrael, you have your tree that continued growing, it's not chayav an arlo because it started growing by the goy. Continues the Gemara and says, so if they planted, even though they didn't conquer it, all they destroy the chayav. So the Gemara, we have a problem with this. Because the Shmuel says, Kol biyo samuiz batoy, whenever it says you come to Eretz Yisrael, it's only after 14 years, 7 years that they conquered Eretz Yisrael, and 7 years that they divided Eretz Yisrael. Mashra that before not. So Yechura Kurta Bishmuel, there's no Arla until after the 14 years. So the more avilo b'shar b'lazo moidir Rabbi Shmuel b'chalo uve'orlo. Chalo and orlo is different because they have a different lotion than you have, and let's say trumas and meisers. And the Reb Chaim adds over here because in by orlo it says ki savoyu v'netatem. Right away when you come in and you do an itia you chayav. V'tani ken we see this regarding chalo. It says b'voyachem. It says b'voyachem regarding chalo. Lefishino akosum ashmo shinu chachom chiyuvoy. It says a different lotion than it says in other places. Because every other place says kisavoyu, and here it says bevoyachim by chalo. To tell you that right away when entered to show the chayav and chalo. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yoino boy, really has a question. Maklefo shitos to Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbi Shmuel is changing his shito. Because what is Rabbi Shmuel saying over here? I change the lotion. It says here bevoyachim. It says kitavoyu. Tells you there's a different din over here. Usually you chayav in the mitzvah at Luz Bar, it's only after 14 years. And here you chayav right away. So this shinui lashon, the change in the language, teaches you this. So you see the Kurta Bishwal, a change in the language and the language is significant. If I change the way the word is written, it's significant. So Gemara now brings a few rayas. The Kurta Bishwal, the change in the language, is not significant. Why? Says the Gemara, Tamun Noimer, he said over there, we're now in Da'av Vov and Da'av on top, he have voyo, he have komo. We had a gzer shava between two psukim. Reb Chaim brings over here. It says, by magdish beim atuya, someone who gives a beim atuya to Beis HaMikdash, it says, ke erkecho ha-koyen ken yihye. So it says the word yihye. And when you're magdish a house, it says, kasher yaricho soya koyen ken yokum. So yihye and yokum has the same meaning. It's going to be this way. But it's two different words. He says, gzer shava, you learn gzer shava one from each other. Ha, here it says the word havayo, here it says the word akoma. So the Mishmuel, don't worry about it. He avaya, he akoma. Even though it's not the same word, you could do gzera shor from one to another. Another example. He shviro, he nefitzo. One pasuk says, v'nitatztem es mizbechoysom. And it said, now then it says, the shibartem es matzevoysom. So Mishmuel learns gzera shor from shviro to netitzo. Because both means to break. Even though it's two different words. But because they have a similar meaning, you could do gzera shor from one to another. Another example. He giulo, he pedio. This is a gzera shava regarding, it says, by Amo Evriyo, v'hefdo, loshem pedio, redeeming. And by Zdeh Achuz, it says, kidei gu'ulo soy. That's a gu'ulo, another loshem of redemption. So you learn gzera shava from pedio to gu'ulo. So what do you see from all these examples? The Rabbi Shmuel is able to do a gzera shava from two words, two different words, as long as they have the same meaning. So even though they're written differently, even though it's a whole different word, you can still do a gzera shava, still consider it to be a similar word, good enough a gzera shava. So it says the Gemara, v'hachu mishane bin lishan l'lishan. But by us, he's changing the lashon. Here it says, b'voyachem naki savoyu, that change the lashon, even though it's the same word, but it's written differently, you learn a different drasha. So the Gemara is staying with the question, does Rabbi Shmuel care about the change of Lashon? From the Gzera Shava example, seems than that, he's willing to do Gzera Shava in two words which are not the same. But from our Drasha, regarding Kibush Eretz Yisrael, we see that the change of Lashon is something that teaches him there's a difference in the Halacha. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Arlo Daf Hei.